Notice, the Holy Spirit this signified, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. In other words, all of this was a picture and type that the way into the very presence of God hadn't been opened, and actually right into the very face of God. Verse 9, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, and could not make him that did the service perfect, or make the worshiper perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. Now, will you notice? The way to God in the tabernacle was actually blocked by the three entrances and compartments. In other words, the people could only come out there to that outer entrance and bring their sacrifice. And then a priest would take their offering. If it was a little lamb, they'd put their hand on it, and it was slain and offered. And then this individual went out. And then, as far as the holy place was concerned, only the priests went there. And then into the Holy of Holies, again, the priests didn't even go there, let alone the people. Only the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies. It was a temporary, it was a makeshift arrangement. You see, the service of ritual and ordinances was given for just a brief time. Now Christ can bring us to God, but only He can bring us there, you see. No man cometh to the Father, He said, but by Me. Now this is real worship, and real worship will lead to service for Him. And one of the problems today is, and every minister has to labor with this problem, my heart goes out to many men today in the ministry that are trying to get their people into the presence of God. Well, it's difficult. But if you once get there, then there'll be no problem about serving. You'll serve God. And we've discovered that. I have over the years. If I can just get somebody into the presence of God to worship, I don't have to worry about them working for God. They'll take care of that. Worship leads to working for God. Now, worship is something that today the liberal condemns. Years ago, the late Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick said that the world tried in two ways to get rid of Jesus. One was by crucifying Him, and the other by worshiping Him. If you worship Him, you're no better than those who crucified Him. May I say to you, to me, that's blasphemy. We approach a holy God today on the basis of a crucified Savior, and He alone can let us worship. And that's the reason that you find that Paul in Ephesians says to them, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then what's the first thing that he talks about? Well, worship. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns, making melody in your heart. Well, my friend, the greatest thrill in the world for a child of God is to be filled with the Spirit of God and to have the Spirit of God take the things of Christ and make them real to us. It brings joy to our heart. And I see people, and did for years, come out of the church, a very serious look on their face, worried look on their face. The minute I saw that, I knew I failed. Because, friends, if you've been in the presence of God to worship, you got joy in your heart. You got a song, maybe it's not on your lips. Mine's never been able to get there yet, but it's sure been down in my heart, been down there a long time, and I've never been able to get it out, but it's there. May I say to you, it's wonderful today to worship Him. Now, I'd like to recapitulate here for just a moment, because there's some things here that are very important. We've said them all, but I want to organize them a little, and I'm turning to some very fine notes that are put out by a very good friend of mine, Dr. Warren Wiersbe. I'm going to share his notes at this point because he has organized these 10 verses. He says here that the sanctuary here on earth was inferior to the one in heaven, and he mentions several things that we've already mentioned, but this will get them organized. First of all, it was on earth, and we've seen it was a worldly sanctuary. That is, it was made of earthly things, material things. It was put up on this earth down here. And then second, it was but a shadow of things to come. It never was the reality. So many of us have got things mixed up. We go back and study about the tabernacle. I've taught it for years, and I know that we get centered in that earthly tabernacle. Well, at best, it's just a shadow. It's a picture of that which is real, the one that's in heaven. And then the third thing, it was inaccessible to the people. And as we've seen, you just couldn't get in there. I mean, you couldn't go rushing into the presence of God. If you'd been an Israelite in that day, you'd have been stopped at that first entrance, and you'd have needed a sacrifice there, but you wouldn't have gone anywhere. The priest served for you. But today, we're a priesthood of believers, and each one of us have access to God. That's one of the great privileges we have, because Christ has rent the veil in twain, and He's gone into the presence of God, into the face of God. He's right there, friends, and He's there for us today. But they didn't have that privilege in the old. And then it was temporary. But this one, I tell you, He's going to keep the way open for eternity. And I have a notion that Vernon McGee sure going to need somebody to keep it open for him throughout eternity. It was temporary. And then it was ineffective to change the hearts of people. Now, actually, that is the thing that I've emphasized above everything else. That had nothing in the world to do with changing people's lives. Now, today, you can come to Christ. He can change your life. And today, He alone can enable you to worship God in spirit and in truth, and make this thing a reality. Many folk today, they just play church. Like, you know, when I was a kid, we used to play house. Spent hours playing house. I know a lot of Christians, they've grown up, got gray hair, and they're playing church today. A lot of fun, you know. They go to committee meetings, and they're on the board, and some sing in the choir, and some teach a Sunday school class, and they're just busy as termites, and just about as effective as termites, too. But there they are. And they just think that they're serving God. My friend, you never serve Him until you worshiped Him. How important this is, and we need to see that. Now, I'm going to continue to move on down now in this chapter, because what we've gone over is very, very important.